Okay, we are on Zvach and Daf Dalet, so after a short foray into some Tumen Torah, we're back to a more familiar topic of Kutcher. So, any sponsors this week? Yes, I don't think so. Okay, so we're on top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to ask, we just figured out, the Mishnah had said that Kol HaZvachim Shenizm Shlo Shmah Lo El Abayim Shei Fova. So the question that the Gemara asks now is, Minonon De Ma'im and Zvich Lo Shmah. Where do we know that? From where do we know that you actually have to have it Lashmah? We discussed the rules of Lashmah, but where do you know that you have to have it Lashmah? Rashi points out that it means the chachilah, because we had a pasuk on Daf Beis that we talked about Moses for Sefer Tishmor, but there it just like keep your word, it doesn't necessarily, it's not clear that it's talking about the avodos. So Gemara asks, Minolon de ba'inon zvicha lishma. How do we know that the shechita has to be lishma? Basically, the structure of the Gemara is going to be is you're going to learn out lishma for each individual avoda. Then we're going to learn out that you need that you take that means you can't shina kodesh, and then we learn out shina vayim. That's basically the whole daf. So Minolon de ba'inon zvicha lishma. The Amar Kara the pasuk says. The im zevach shlamim karbano. So it's zevach shlamim. She has to have zvicha l'shem shlamim. Your zvicha, the shchita, should be in the name of the shlamim. You have to keep the name. You have to have shchita l'shma. The Gemara asks, the dilma haynu shmayu. Maybe zevach shlamim is not teaching me that you have to have the zvicha l'shem shlamim. Maybe zevach shlamim is the name of the karba. The karba is called zevach shlamim. That's the name. It's a smirk already. The Gemara says, I mean, it's not, can't be. Because the Gemara says that other psukim mention shlamim without the word zevach. The name is obviously not Zevach. We dichtiv ha-makriv is damashlamim. All right? And ha-zorik is damashlamim. The lo ksiv Zevach, ha-cha dichtiv Zevach. So here, when it writes the word Zevach ha-shlamim, shma mino, shetei zvich l'shem shlamim. So you see from here that the zvich, the shchita, has to be the shem shlamim. Again, Menachem has mentioned many times, call up on the brush, and you don't really understand where they're coming from. Ashkakon and zvicha. So now we know that the shchita has to be the shem shma. Right? Shara avodos minola. What about the other three avodos? How do you know the four avodos? Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. So how do you know the other three have to be the Shema, Minolon, the Chitei Malayot Mizvicha, and take a figure out. Let's learn it out from Zvicha. Just like Zvicha is one avoda or the other. Just no. Each avoda has chumras or kulas, you can't learn out one from the other. The Chitei Malayot Mizvicha, the Gemara says, no, Mal Zvicha, Shekain Nifsela, Shalolushim, Oklim, the Pesach. Zvicha has a special rule, there's a special chumra by Zvicha, that if I shech the carbon Pesach with shame individuals who are in my group, but aren't able to eat it, the carbon is possible. Rashi says, Shelo l'shem oklim v'pesach. She'im shachtu, shelo l'oklim. You shecht it for those who can't eat it. Kol n'chole, or l'zokein. She'ein yecholen lechol kazayis, possible, v'afilu hein b'aylav. In their part of the cot, in their owners. V'ksiv ish l'fi ochlo, achila v'kazayis. B'shar avodos lo pasul shelo l'oklim. But other avodos, there's no other time when any of the other avodos will be pasul if you shechted it with shame. Other shechted the same people can't eat the karma if they're the owners. There's just a chumra by it's a chumra by violence that we're applying the shema. But you see, there's a chumra by shkita. It's an interesting or sameach. The Rosh Hashanah points out it's or sameach in I think it's Meisik one of the Beis Vav. I think it's Rosh Hashanah one or two. I just have to wrote down Beis Vav without writing down where it is. And the Or Sameach points out that because by carbon shkita is what is a matir for the achila. The whole purpose of a carbon pesa is the achila. So if you turn the matir for someone who can't eat, you can't eat. It says zvicha, that's shvita. Zrika is for the kapara. That's what you have. We'll see, according to everybody except for the Rambam, that when it comes to shinui violin, the whole key, as Tosis pointed out in that phase also, the whole key by shinui violin is if you do any of the avodos, that you're going to do zrika to shame somebody else. Because zrika affects the kapara, and that's what turns it away, turns the karma to somebody else. Okay, so you see that we can't learn all the other avodos from zvicha. The Gemara says, El Amakra, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk that talks about Kabbalah Saddam, he says, Hamakriv es dam hashlamim. The Hakrabi here is talking about dam hashlamim, right, that's the full pasuk. Hamakriv es dam hashlamim, the sachelib mei aron lo tiyah shokim in gemara. Hamakriv es dam hashlamim, they learn out that, hey, Kabbalah l'shem shlamim. Even though Makriv here seems to be talking about bringing close, which is like halacha, we're going to see another pasuk talks about halacha. Then the two Lashonos of Makriv are actually important. But Makriv is Dam Shlamim. You have to be Makriv the Dam Shlamim to hate Kabbalah the same Shlamim. So now you have Kabbalah has to be the same Shlamim. So okay, so now we have two. Let's learn it out from these two to the other two. The Lichto Brahmana the Kabbalah the Leila Shchita Mino. Sorry, the other way around. Write it by Kabbalah and then learn out Shchita. Right? Why don't we just do it that way? So Gemara says, no, because Kabbalah has a different problem. Mishum di'ika l'mifrach Malik Kabbalah shekhen psula bizar, and the isha is an issue of the girsa. Let's just read where we have it. Kabbalah is psula bizar of isha. The halacha is that shchita is Ksheira Bazar. Figure out, if you can figure out a Hechi Timse for a non-Kohen to shef the animal. The animal has to be shefted in certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara is going to talk about, you have this long stick, and you do the Shechita, that's Kasha. Kabbalah is Pasul Bazar. No one can, non-Kohen can't accept the blood. So there's a difference by Shechita and Kabbalah. The whole question is, though, what about Isha? Because, you know, the Shechita Mikobet just takes out the word Isha. Isn't Isha a Zar? Why do you have to say, what if it's with Isha? Or maybe, it's the whole thing in the beginning of the Shechita, whether the Shechita itself is kosher by a woman. So Tosos is a Tosos, I think, the Kulin, that proves from our Gemara, what are you talking about? He only says here that Kabbalah is possible bizarre and an Isha. Mashma Shechita is good by a woman. So Shechita is good by a woman by Kachem, of course it's good by a woman by Kulin. There's a whole thing to do about this Gears about Isha. But the idea is that that Shechita could be done by a non-Kohen, Kabbalah cannot be done by a non-Kohen. So you can't learn Shechita from Kabbalah because Kabbalah has an extra Chumrah. The Gemara says, fine. Okay, so we have two now. Ashtachar Shechita v'Kabbalah. We have Shechita and Kabbalah, but Zrika minola. It skipped over Halacha. Right? In the order, Halacha should come before Zrika. They skipped over it now. Shechita v'Kabbalah, Zrika minola. Where we know that Zrika, that the Zrika has to be done, v'shem, the Karban, v'chitem alelif mehani. So let's learn it out from the other two. Just learn it out from Shechita and from Kabbalah. She goes, no. Malahani, Shechita and Kabbalah, shekain to unos tzafon, v'yeshnam v'chatos pnimios. What does that mean? Shechita, Rashi says, Shechita v'Kabbalah to unos tzafon, v'eiz perik eizum kol min yofo mikrai. That the Shechita and the Kabbalah have to be done, right, have to be done in the northern part of the Mizbeah. Or they have some of the Korbanos, have Shechita and Kabbalah in all the parts of the Mizbeah, specifically Kutche, right? Kutche Kalim can be Nishkat v'kol mokom t'shazor, we say that in Eizum v'komor, right? But there are certain Korbanos that have to have the Shechita and the Kabbalah on the northern part of the Mikdash, right? And also, Yishnan v'chatos primios. Another thing is that Rashi points out here, you can have Zrika in the inner, on the inner Mizbeah, but there's no such thing as, I guess it's halach, Rashi says, Zrikas Mizbeah Chachitzum Les Behu. That's what that means. He says, but the idea is that when it came to Shechita and Zrika, they are in the north, and they also apply, Shechita and Zrika applies in the north, in the Chatos that are done in the inside, as a Kabbalah on Yom Kippur. But by Kabbalah, that doesn't exist. You never do Kabbalah inside, and you don't have to do Kabbalah in the north. But Gemara says, okay, but lift up Rachmanu b'Zrika, build they lift me lot me not. Fine. So just write Zrika and learn the other three from Zrika. So Gemara says, no, because Zrika has a chumrah. Mishum to ikla mifrach malas Zrika shen chayv alei azar misa. If a non-Kohen, I'm specifically using the word non-Kohen, if a non-Kohen does the Zrika, then he's chayv misa. Right? Bidei Shemayim. But that's not the case by Shechita v'Kabbalah. If a zar does Shechita v'Kabbalah, he's not chayv misa. Shechita clearly, because it's probably mutter. And Kabbalah, it's just not chayv misa. So there's a chumrah now by Zrika. So Gemara says, Ashakon Kulu. This is an interesting language. What do you mean Kulu? What about Halacha? I think the reason is, because Gemara is saying in 2 seconds, that Halacha is a dispensable avoda. You can figure out a way to do a Makom Shor without Halacha. If you shech the animal right next to Mizbeah, there's no need for Halacha. Assuming that, I mean, if that applies, that the Kedus is part of this, is not in Halacha. But still, you could do it without it. So maybe Halacha is a avoda gerura. It's a shita on Daf Yud Gimel that says machshavah shlo shma doesn't apply by halacha because it's dispensable. You don't need it. That's maybe why I use the word kulu. Ashakan kulu. We have the three avodos. Halacha min dalon. How do we know that halacha has to be done with shma? Right. Halacha min dalon. V'chi came alei with mikulu. Maybe learn that from the other three. He says you can't learn that from the other three. The other three are much more machmir than halacha. Why? Because of what we just said. Malikulu shekain avoda she yeshal abatla. You have to do Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika are indispensable. But Halacha, Tomar b'Halacha she'efshar l'batla, you can be mevatel Halacha. You don't have to do Halacha because Rashi says she'im ratza shochet b'tzad mizbeach v'zorik. He does not have a seat. Just shecht it right there and throw it right there. Go up to mizbeach, shecht it there. I guess it works in Safon, I guess, in certain parts, and you do it right there. You don't have to worry about Halacha. Since it's a dispensable avoda, you can't learn it out from the indispensable avodas. So the Gemara says, El Amakra, so how do I know that Halacha has to be Lishma? Amakra, V'hikriv, right, plus V'hikriv HaKohen Esakol, V'hikriv HaMizbecha. V'hikriv Esakol HaMizbecha. V'amamar, Halachas Eivarim LaTevesh. This is talking about walking the Egarim, the limbs, to the ramp. All right? And it also says, by the Ola, it said, V'shachas ben Abaka, l'fei Hashem, v'ikrivu ne Aron as Adam, v'tanya v'ikrivu, and v'ikrivu meant Kabbalah as Adam. So you have Hikrivu meaning Kabbalah. It's written in a weird language. It should say, V'hikriv is mashma lashon halacha. So V'hikriv is Zrika, and V'hikriv is V'hikriv, to come to bring closer. So Gemara says, Aba'apik Rachmana b'lashon halacha. The Torah taught us Zrika b'lashon halacha, Remeimra, to teach us the halacha l'tapti nikla Kabbalah. That halacha is similar to Kabbalah. I don't want you to learn the other one. Why can't you learn that they wrote Zrika b'lashon Kabbalah, Zrika b'lashon halacha, to teach us that it's like halacha, which would then not be dispensable. I don't know why the Gemara has to go this way and not the other way. I guess because they knew there's a concept of halacha. Okay, so they had Zrika b'lashon halacha, the lashon of the Torah took Kabbalah Saddam and said it in the lashon of halacha, Remeimra the halacha lo tapti mikla Kabbalah. They teach you that halacha is no different than Kabbalah, right? The halacha is no different than Kabbalah, and therefore there's a lolushma by Kabbalah. There's also lolushma by halacha. Fine. So now we learned out that you have the lolushma by all dalei avodos, shritus lolushma, lolushim from the wrong karbon. What about the psul of shinui violin? Shefting the karbon, not having in mind not the owner of the karbon, but having in mind somebody other than the owner of the karbon. How do you know that? The Ashakon Shinui Kodesh. We just learned all about Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Bailim Minolan. How do I know I have to have Shinui Bailim? So Tosfon Daf Beis asks, what do you mean? Where do we see a concept of Shinui Bailim yet? So it says, because that Mishnah we quoted in Daf Nevav, the same Zevach, the same Zoveach. Number two is the same Zoveach. You have to have in mind the guy who actually is mocking the karbon. So, Shinui Bailim Minolan. So Amar Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Breid Ravami says, Amar Pra, the Pasuk says, by the Karbon Todah. The Pasuk says, Ubisar Zevach Todah Shlomo. So the Gemara says that Zevach should take Zvicha L'Shem Todah. You have to have the right intent. The Zvicha should be L'Shem Todah. Well, that's Shinui Kodesh. The Gemara says, I don't need it for Shinui Kodesh. I already learned that all the halachas of Shinui Kodesh. The whole concept of Einu Inyan Lazet, Deyu Inyan Acher. The In, Einu Inyan with Shinui Kodesh, the Nachleim HaHassam, I don't need it for Shinui Kodesh, because I already just learned it. We just learned it in the past 25 lines. So Tanei Inlan was Shinui Bailim. You have to say, so that implies the Shinui Bailim. It has to be the Shinui Bailim. You have to have the right intent, the right person. So Gemara says, wait a second. That's what the Pasuk's talking about? V'hola hachi huda asa? Hami boile l'chidasanya. We need it now, we need it for a different limud. Because the Pasuk says, v'besar zebach todah shlomov, right? It says, zebach todah shlomov. So is it a korban todah or a korban shlomov? What is it? Really, the Maisa, Korban Todah, is a subset of a Shlomim. A Pesach is a subset of a Shlomim. A lot of things are subsets of Shlomim. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Avrachon and Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Baal Elamim, it comes to teach us, Todah, Sheshach, L'Shem Shlomim. If you shefted a Todah and you had him on the Shlomim, it's Kshera. There's no Shinui Kodesh here, because it's part of Shlomim. Right? However, Shlomim, Sheshach, L'Shem Todah, if I take the Shlomim and I shef the Shem Todah, which I go down the level, so to speak, because you're taking from the general into the specific, then that is psula. Rashi says psula just means it's kosher, but low olive oil and kovah. It's not good. My heifer's ben zel is zel. What's the difference between one way or the other way? Because todah kuri shlomim, vein shlomim kuri todah. A todah is called a shlomim. Right here, the buster zevach todah shlomov. A todah is called a shlomim. Therefore, if you have in mind a shlomim when you shef your todah, it's kosher. The question is the chron to bring down some machlokes from the svas emes and the mikdash david. What does this mean over here? Now, do you have to bring the breads? Like, does it turn into a shlamin? Or is it still a todah and you have to bring the loaves? That's a machlokas achrona. But nevertheless, you can't learn out shinui bailim, because the pasuk is teaching me, in this place, the pasuk is teaching me, that a todah is also considered a shlamin. So the Gemara says, anan mizevach kaminan. You learned that you learned out from todah shlamah. I'm learning out from the word zevach. Zevach means it should be the same zevach, and eino inyon said it's a shinui bailim. No, I need Zevach to teach me something else. What's the halacha? The halacha is, look at Rashi. Chatas v'asher minayin. The halacha is by, we know how long you have to eat the karbon. So Rashi says, V'torosh kahan kot ligabe haikra, u'basar Zevach todav shlomav, v'yom karbono yeachel. That's the whole pasuk, right? The whole pasuk says, Ubasar Zevach Todah Shlomov, Biyom Karbon Yeachel, Lo Yanich Menu Al Boki. You have to eat it that day. You only have one day, that night and that day, to eat it. So how do I know? That applies by the Shlomim over here. this Tod, I mean. Right? The Chatas were Asher Minayin. Hanu the Chatas and Asher the same din, the same time frame to eat. Hamalomer Zebach. So there's nothing extra in the Pasuk. Zebach is for the time frame. Tod of Shlomim teaches that a Tod is a Shlomim. You don't have anything to teach you Mishinui Kodesh, which we're doing and saying Eno Inyun. So where do we know? Shinui Vailim. So the Gemara says, in Cain, if that's the case, it's not only do you learn from what the Pasuk says, you learn it from where the Pasuk says it. Right? The location Rabbi Raza is always mentioned. Even from where you put the word is you can learn from. In Cain, if the word Zeva is only going to teach you at the time when you can eat the Chatzis and Asham, Nichtav Kra, the Pasuk should write, Uvisar Todos Shlom of Zebach. Zebach should be written at the end. My Zebach Todos Shlom. Why Zebach comes first? Shlom and Atarji. It can teach us both. Okay, Rashi says, In Cain, the Lahaf, the Russian, the Fude, Asal, the Rabbis, Katz, Asham, they have to offer your Malayla, lift the Zebach of a soap, but God, I don't know why it makes a difference. But it's saying, because it's the placement, now we can learn both. The Rashi says, fine. So Ashram Zvicha. Now I know that the Shechita has to be done with shame, the violence. Again, Tosas pointed out that when it comes to Shimri Violin, and we'll see it in the Gemara in a moment, it means, look at Tosas on that page, the top Tosas, important to see the Lashon inside. Right, he says, the third line, Abal Shimri Violin, Lo Shayach Ela Bezrika. It's only if you have intent to throw the blood for a different owner. Why? It makes sense, perfect sense what we just mentioned with the Orsamea. The Orsamea says that Zrika affects the Kapara. That's what affects the Kapara. So if I have in mind to do the Halach for somebody else, big deal. That doesn't affect the kapara. If I have in mind to do the zrika for somebody else, that affects the kapara. So that's the issue. So Tosa says about shinui violin lo shayach el bezrika. Okay, go. What's an example? Shochet o mekavel o molech korban ruvein al menas lizrok damo l'shem shimon. That's it's different than shinui kodesh. It's different. Shinui kodesh. If I sheft and I have in mind a different korban as possible. If I think I'm shefting someone else's korban, that's not possible. Let's say sheft. And have in mind to throw the blood for somebody else's carbon. So the Gemara says, how do we know that if I have this the wrong intent by the other avodos as well, that shinui violin is a problem? Maybe you can learn it out from zvicha. No, we already said that zvicha has its own chumrah. What zvicha's chumrah? Mal zvicha shen kosa shlo shem ochel in the korban pesach. Right, for korban pesach, you have the problem that we mentioned before. So the Gemara says, no, it's a problem. Just learn it out. Nemra zvicha b'shinui kodesh, but nemra zvicha b'shinui violin. We know the halacha of zvicha. You have to have the right intent for kodesh by zvicha. And even though, but now we know we have to have the right intent of the owner by zvicha. Ma zvicha amur b'shinui kodesh. When it came to shinui kodesh, mochilakti ben zvicha sharavodos. There was no distinction. You learned that all four. So to here, av zvicha amur b'shinui violin, lo tichalik ben bein zvicha sharavodos. There should be no difference. What's the distinction? The Gemara says it's a big distinction. There are four distinctions between shinui violin and shinui kodesh. Marza say really there are only two distinctions. But right now they start off that there are four distinctions between Shinri Kodesh and Shinri Violin, and therefore you would be able to learn Shinri Violin from Shinri Kodesh. Ikal and Mipra. First one I don't understand, the Ikal and Mipra. Mala Shinri Kodesh, Shekei Psula Begufa. Shinri Kodesh makes a psul in the etzim guf of the korban, right? As opposed to Shinri Violin, which is only a side issue. I don't think that's true. I think Marza seems to say that this is one of the four that the Gemara says is not a distinction. Why would it, I don't know what the Habib means. Psul in the machshava. Shinui Kodesh makes a psul in the carbon. Maybe because Shinui Kodesh changes the carbon. Right? And Shinui Bailim changes the status of the owner of the carbon. But it's also a psul in the carbon. It's not like the owner dying or something like that. Right? The Gemara is gonna reject it. The Gemara then says another question is the Yeshno Arba Avodos, like we just mentioned before. Shinui Kodesh applies if you have Machshava Shinui Kodesh in each of the Avodos. But by Shinui Bailim, it's only if you have the Machshava to do the Zrika, the shame of a different owner. Rashi points that out. Bidal Avodos, it's the first medium-sized Rashi on the bottom. She'im Shachat Shalol L'shmo. Let's say you shechted Shalol L'shem the Karbon. Okiva V'Halach V'Zara Shalol L'shmo. Apo Pishin Lo Pishin El Al Shchita Shalol L'shmo. Puzzle. Even if you only had in mind that the shechita should be shelo lishma, meaning it should be for a different carbon, it's puzzle, right? Aval shinui bailim lo shayach ela bezrika. Shinui bailim only applies by zrika. The hod ravina shechita lipsul b'shinui bailim. When we say that shechita is puzzle by shinui bailim, enu ela. That's only if kigon shishachot al minas lizrok lehitzkafir bo acher. Only if I have in mind that zrika, which we give kapara for somebody else, which is perfect, that we, or some man probably gets that from. If I shech the animal, and I have in mind that this animal is not your animal, it's his animal, still kosher. But if I shech this animal, saying that I'm going to throw the blood for somebody else, on the kohen, then that's possible. Shinui bailo. Right, but I have in mind to do the throwing of the blood for a different person. That's called shinui kodesh. And that applies, if I have that intent, in any of the avodas.
What?
That's the lalach. That's what we're learning out. The lalach is that's a difference. By shinui kodesh, each avodah is viewed independently. By shinui bailim, it's only viewed in its connection to Srika. And the lamedus is based on what the Or Sameach says, because when it comes to the owner wants kapara. Kapara is in the Zrika. So who cares if I thought about it for somebody else when I shechted it? As long as but if I think about the kapara for somebody else, that's the problem. Correct. Right, which is a major problem on the Rambam. That's what the Gemara says here. And the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like that. It's a big thing, like 10 answers up in the Rambam. No, I'm shechting this animal, and I have in mind, I have it while I'm shechting this animal, I'm going to shech this animal, and I'm going to throw the blood for a different owner. That's if you don't like who's doing that, but that's the case. But right, could be delivery shechting, or maybe he thinks it's the other person's korban. So I'm shechting this animal to throw the blood for Reuven. No, it's Shimon's korban. Oh. So now it's possible. No, because he had in mind. That's the chiddush. Yeah, that's the chiddush. He had in mind during the shechita. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I bow the tea, but yes. Yeah. Yes. No. That's it. Done. That's done. So that's distinction number two. The chayin yeshno la'achar misa. Right, and also shinui kodesh applies la'achar misa, meaning what Rashi points out. Hamafrish, the last, second to last Rashi. Hamafrish karbono, someone's mafrish karbon, umes, and he dies. V'hayoresh makrivo, and then the yoresh comes and is makrivit. Shaifo shinui kodesh. So if the kohen has the wrong intent, that was mafrish akatas. Sorry, that was mafrish ola, and the kohen sent it to shlamim. Then shinui kodesh applies, and therefore you have to bring a new one, I guess. But of a low shinui bailim, shinui mesu bailim. But if I have shinui bailim intent for a dead owner, it makes no difference because the owner's dead. He doesn't have to bring another one. Tosis points out that should only apply to the mind. The Amor says that shibudu lab d'oraisa. That gets into a whole different thing. But fine, that's distinction number two. To three. Distinction number four, v'chein yeshno b'tzibor kibi yachid. Shinui kodesh would apply vain to a korban yachid, also to a korban tzibor. If the kohen has in mind to shech the korban tamid, is a toda or a shlamin? I don't even know. The korban tamid. What do you mean? Let's say the palam dovish for tzibor. Okay, that's one of the korbanos. So you have in mind to do a different korban, the shinui kodesh. You change the kodesh by that, then that counts. But there's no concept of shinui bailim because everyone owns it. There's no concept of shinui bailim if they shech the korban tamid to have in mind a non-owner. Like, who's the non-owner? It's for all of Klal Yisrael. Right. So Tosis points out. Right. He's supposed to be yesh lamitzi masha enkei b'shinui bailim the im shachat l'shmo hatamid harehu bailim. Everyone owns the bailim. But even if you obud kakavim, even if you shecht it the shame of goy, right? Shecht the shame of kakavim. Lo mifsel deva'in al chavei or dumi day mekuy kapar kamoso. It's like laughing day. So it's not mocking day. He's not in there at all. So we can check that. It's also no, but it has to be. It's performed a certain way. Okay. So think of the other a different carbon. That's the Tosis point. So there's no concept of shinui bailim by korban tzibor because everyone's the owner. Someone says, "Okay, but what about a second? What about a korban musaf? Korban musaf comes from the truma that was given. It comes from the rishpa. Women don't give that. So maybe say you shekel the korban musaf for shame women. Maybe they're not. So people come there. Maybe women aren't chayim tefilas musaf. Maybe they just don't donate, but they're still part of the korban. There's a whole thing over here about musaf, tefilas musaf. Okay. So what if she's not married? So what if she's more than an ara? Okay. Even though two of these distinctions are not really distinctions, tarti miya dafka, two of them really are distinctions. The whole point is we're trying to prove that you can't learn out shinui violent and shinui kodesh. So we gave four distinctions. Two aren't real. What's the two that are real? Mashna shinui violent lo ha b'psul b'gufo, machshava b'alma. Shinui violent is not a psul in the guf. This is what I'm saying before. It's just a machshava. It's a psul in the machshava, right? Shinui kodesh nami machshava b'alma. Shinui kodesh is also only in the machshava. There's no psul in the actual physical body of the korban. So that ella came into ach shuvah psula. Hakanami came to ach shuvah psula. The whole thing is it comes from a machshava. That Tosis points out that machshava alma. Remember we had a machlokas in the first day about whether we shalol shma had to be b'dibur or had to be machshava. The Gemara here seems to say machshava b'alma. But Tosis points out no, a few yet tzarach dibur came into like the maisei habik machshava b'alma. No, it's still the dibur. But not necessarily the Zayin Maisa. There's no physical act being done to the Karban. It's just in speech or in Machshava. That applies to both. It's not a real distinction. So the Gemara says, Ula Rav Pinchas, Breda Rav Mari, the Amar Yeshinu Bailim La'achar Misa, and according to Rav Pinchas, he says the name of Rav Mari, Shinu Bailim even applies Achar Misa. So there's no, that second distinction doesn't apply either. So, Tartimi Ikla Mifrach. There are still two legitimate distinctions across the board. Number one, Shinui Kodesh applies to all valid avodos, and Shinui Kodesh applies to the Korban Tzibor as opposed to Shinui Bailam, which only applies if you have the wrong intent to do the Zrika for somebody else, and it doesn't apply, and there's no Shinui Bailam when it comes to Machshava. Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Bailam can't apply to a Korban Tzibor, because everyone's the owner. So how do we know now? Still stuck. The original question is how do we know that the concept of lo lishma applies to shinu bialim in all the avodos? So el amar avashi amakra. The pasuk says v'nir. So we had zvicha. We had to eno inyan. The Gemara now says el amar avashi amakra v'nir tzalo lechafer alav v'lo al chaveru. Yet the kapara has to be l'shem alav, right? Kapara, I would believe, is the zrika, right? As far as the Zerika. So you see here that the Zerika has to be the shame, Allah, for him, not for somebody else. Gemara says, wait a second, Allah is not used for that. Allah is used for something else. What's Allah used for? V'chi hai v'hachiru da'asa, hami boile l'chi desanyi. We need it for the following brisa. The pasuk says, v'nir tzlo l'chafir Allah. Right? You have Rav Shimon Omer, eshe Allah chai v'achar yuso, v'eshe enu Allah enu chai v'achar yuso. V'nir tzlo l'chafir Allah is to teach me the difference between neder and adava. Right? V'nir tzlo l'chafir Allah. And if someone makes a neder, right, meaning he says hare alai, and then it either loses the korban or it dies, he has to bring somebody else, has to bring another korban. However, if he says hare zu and it dies, he doesn't have to bring a korban. So the Gemara says why? It says benir tzlo l'chaper alav amarav right. So amarav yitzak baravdimi my taima. What's the reason why if you make a neder you chayiv in the achrayas? Came in the amar alai. Once you say the words alai, it's a beautiful lashon. It's like it's sitting on his shoulders. It's resting on his shoulders. He can't get it off. It's alai until he finishes it. It's on his shoulders. But you learn that from the pasuk of Anir Tzolo L'chafer Alav. I guess from the Alav. So the Gemara says, no, fine. You learning that then, I don't know, I thought we learned that from Moshe Sefer Tishmor, but see some Neder, and Moshe Sefer Tishmor, Neder and Dov, we learned that from that pasuk. But the Gemara here says, you learn it out from the pasuk of Anir Tzolo L'chafer Alav. The Gemara says, it's not a problem. You learned that rule out from L'chafer Alav. Right? Rav Ashi, but you learned it out from Allah. I'm learning out my din about the Zrika has to be the Shane, the owner. How do I learn that from? Because I'm learning out Vinir Tzolo L'chaper Ka'amar. You learning out from Allah. I'm learning out from Vinir Tzolo L'chaper. So the Gemara says, fine. So Ashukon Zvicha Uzrika. Now I know that Shinui Bayan applies by Zvicha and Zrika. Right? With the caveat that it only applies if you had in mind the Zrika Shalom Shema. But Kabbalah Minolan. How do I know about Kabbalah? The key came on Lolit Mizvicha Uzrika. Let's learn it out from the other two. Because no, we can't. Said the same thing before. Malazvicha uzrika shekein avoda shechayav malei al bechutz. Zrika and zvicha are avodos. If you did a chutz lazari, chayav karis. But that's not the case by Kabbalah. If you're Makabel the Dam, let's say the guy shefted the animal in the base of Middash, whatever the Hefty Timsa is, he brought the animal outside the base of Middash, and then you were did Kabbalah there, there's no Chiyah Karis. Right? So the Gemara says, El Amr and Ashi, Ashiya me El Nazir. We learn out the idea that Kabbalah, to do the Zrika, the shame another owner, is possible from the El Nazir, right? It's one of the karbanos that the Nazir has to bring. The Xiv, that's a Ayil, right? The ram, Yasa Zevach Shlomim. Shete Asiyoso, the shame Shlomim. The Asiyah has to be the shame Shlomim. The Im Inu Inu Shinri Kodesh, the Nakhli the Hashem, Inu Shinri Kodesh, so it's named Inyon, the Shinri Bailim. Apply to Shinu Bailim, and it'll apply to all four of Odos. That's the rule that the verse says, no. Amar le Rav Acha bar Abba le Rava, Ema Yaseh Klau. Right, the pasuk says Yaseh is a klau, and Zevach is a prat. Right, Yaseh means all of Odos, but Zevach is a prat. It's a limitation. It only means Shchita. And Klau prat, Ema Klau el Mashiv prat. Halach, the rule is, if Klau prat, you only include the prat. The prat is Shchita. So you only have your only word Shchita over here. Zvicha in midi achrini lo. The Gemara says, no. Iksiv Yaseh Shlam Zevach kidekamarta. If the pasuk said Yaseh Zevach Shlam, then you would have been right. The pasuk says though. But it says, it does say here, Yasa Zevach Shlomim. Let's read. Iksiv Yasa, oh sorry, Iksiv Yasa Shlomim Zevach Kedekamarta. Hashad Iksiv Yasa Zevach Shlomim, the Havele Klau She'enu Molle. It's considered a non full Klau. The Kol Klau She'enu Molle ain't done in Osa B'Klau Prat. If the Klau is not complete, then you don't have a Klau Prat. What does it mean the Klau is not complete? It says Yasa Zevach Shlomim. What does that mean? Rashi says, Klaus Eino Molei, V'lol Nismalet Bar of Lahashlem. I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, this isn't a regular Klal Prat. It's not a regular Klal Prat, because it's not full. So Ravina Amar, no, the Olam Donin. He says, no, even a Klal that's Eino Molei, you can't done as a Klal Prat. But here, it's not a Klal Prat, it's a Klal Prat Klal. Why? Because he says, V'lahashem Chazer V'cholo. Hashem makes it another Klal. So it's Klal Prat Klal. And therefore, you have a Klal Prat Klal, right? The first one is, right, you have Zevach, if Yasa is the Klal, Zevach is the Prat, Lashem is the Klal, Klal, Prat, Prat, Klal, and therefore it includes all four of Odos. Gemara says, wait a second, but the Klal, the first Klal is not similar to the second Klal. Right, Amalei Rav Acha Midipi Ravina, Bahalo Domi Klal Kama, Klal Basra. They're not similar, right? Because Klal Kama, the first Klal is Marba Asios. The first Klal is Marba only things that you do for a carbon, right? What was the first Klal? The first Klal was Yasa. You do for a regular korban. The second klal, v'shulo, klal basra, which means lahashem, that includes everything, even more than a bodos. Afilu shvicha shirayim, pouring the extra blood out, bat karasei murim, pouring the, and being mocked of all the extra limbs. It's more inclusive, the second klal. So the Gemara says, hatan, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, the klal yifrati, darash ge'gav, the klal prat klal. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel were done these klal uprati klal, even though they're not exactly similar. And, right, so therefore, iatadan elak ena prat, ma prat, and you only go point to the first prat. My prat mefurish avoda uba in lishma. The first prat talks about avoda. The dal avoda is einid lishma, and then einu inyan. Ab kol avoda uba in lishma. Fine. They say if you have a klal prat klal to teach me that you can't have shinui, you can't have lo lishma, and if it's einu inyan for shinui kodesh, we've learned that before, and then you in lishinui bailin. The Gemara asks again. The Gemara says the imaha prat mefurish avoda chayovim alayha bechutz. Look at the prat. The prat is talking about shchita, where there's an issue to do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Af kol avoda v'chayavim alev v'chutz. So that should only apply to avodas that you would be chayav karis if you did outside the Beis HaMikdash, which would be shchita zrika in, kabbalah v'holacha, no. And it wouldn't be for kabbalah v'holacha, because you're not, like we just said before, you're not chayav karis if you did kabbalah or holacha outside the Beis HaMikdash. So inami, or you can say, maha prat refuris gavar tong safun, the prat is talking about zvicha, that has to be done in the north. Right, and yeshno bechatos penimios, akol davar aton from yeshno bechatos penimios, and therefore shchita v'kabbalah in and zrika lo, then that would exclude zrika one way or another. And according to the first way of learning, halacha is excluded. Or according to the second way of learning, zrika is excluded. So the Gemara says, so ikla neim rahachi, shkul hein v'yavo shneim. Two negatives equal a positive, because you can learn the klala from klala and exclude one of the other avodos. So therefore, both are included. Right, l'shnachrina chad v'chad take milsa. Since each one has a chumrah more than the other one, right? Zrika and Kabbalah have a different chumrah, so you throw them both back in. The Ibai's Ema, midirav Ashi Nafka. So Uimar is Amos Rika Mirav Ashi Nafka. Or you can say you're right. The qualified Klal includes Kabbalah. And where do we know Zerika from? From the drasha of Rav Ashi. Right? Rav Ashi said before, Vinir Chalol Lachafir Alav. So Nir Chalol, that's where we learn Zerika. And now here we get the Kabbalah and the Halacha. So the Gemara says, fine. So now all this pasuk was wet. This pasuk was talking about the El Nazir. So Ashrichon, the El Nazir. I know that applies by the El Nazir. Shar Shlomim Min Olam. How do I know by all other Korban Shlomim that you have to have the proper intent for the owner? The Chitema Nevet Me El Nazir. My El Nazir King Ishi Modam Achayim. You can't learn that from El Nazir. El Nazir has a Chumrah that so many other Korbanos come with it. The Gemara says, in Cain, Nichtol, the pasuk should have written, the Esha'ayel Yas Zevach Shlomav. Ma Shlomim. Shlomav is singular. Why does it say Zevach Shlomim, which is plural? That comes to teach us, Larabbas called Shlomim. That's fine. So Ashakar and Shlomim. So now I know the halakha part, they're all Shlomim. What about all other Kachi Kalim? All other Karbanos that are Kachi Kalim? Right? Shar, Kol, Kachi, Kol, sorry, all other Karbanos where I know. Shar, Kol, Kadosh, Minalim. The Chitema, Nelik, Mishlamim. Maybe I can learn it from Shlomim. You can't. Shlomim has Kormas also. Malish Shlomim, Shinkinton, Smicha, Runusachim, Tumus Kachi Vishok. You have to smicha, you have to bring wine with it, you have to wave it. How do I know? So maybe it only applies to those. It doesn't apply to all other Karbanos. So El Amakra, the Pasuk says, Zos Torah, Zos HaTorah, La Ola, La Mincha, La Chatas, La Ashav, La Minuim, La Zevach HaShlamim. He Kishon HaKashav. The Torah was makish all Karbanos for Shlamim. Ma Shlamim, Bein Shuni Kodesh, Bein Shuni Vailim, Bein L'Shma, just like by Shlamim. Now, Shlamim is the only Karban that we learn out both Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Vailim. So too, all other Karbanos have Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Vailim have to be L'Shma. So Ema Hecha Deshachit L'Hu Shalol L'Shma Lipsalu. The Gemara asks, for the fact that we now just learned that all the Zvachim have to be done L'Shma, then we should say that once it's done Shalol L'Shma, it should be Pasul. Why does our Mishnah say it's Pasul El Shalol Olu L'Vayim L'Shem Kovim? It should be the end of the day. The Torah says it has to be done L'Shma. You don't do L'Shma, it should be Pasul. What's this whole concept of bringing it up to the Mizbeah, continuing it on the proper process, just that the owner has to bring another Karbon? That comes from the pasuk that we learned again on that base. The Amar Kor, the pasuk says, "Motzis vasecha tishmor vasisa kasher nedarta l'Hashem l'kach nedava." So, hi nedava, neder. What do you mean nedava? It was a neder who? Ella im kemosh nedarta asisa yehi neder. If you do the way it was supposed to be done, that fulfills your neder kasher nedarta. The imlav yehi nedava. But if not, it's going to be your nedava. And it was therefore what? It automatically converts into a neder to nedava, and if we said on that base, you can't change the nedava, you still do the nedava correctly, but it's now nedava, so it doesn't fulfill your neder, so you have to bring another pasuk. So why do you need both? Why do you need Motzis Vasecha and Zos Torah? The Gemara says, Itzrech Motzis Vasecha, the Itzrech Zos Torah. The Ikatzerachmona Motzah, right? If it was just Motzis Vasecha, right? Lo Yadav B'mai. I wouldn't know what we're talking about. What are you talking about? Motzis Vasecha, Tishmor Caesar, what are you talking about? It would be out there in open, right? Rashi says, we don't know what the Pasuk Torah is talking about, that you have to keep what you said. The Haluk Siv Behejeb Ahaikra Abodas Lashma. Doesn't say in this Pasuk anything about Aboda. The Dilma Lab Lashma Mishnaikra. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about something totally differently. So therefore, Kasa Rachmana Zos Torah. And therefore, we know that Zos Torah, so Moshe Vasecha goes back to the Lashmas. I don't know how that works. The Kasa Rachmana Zos Torah. If he just said Zos Torah about Moshe Vasecha, so then we would just go, it's completely possible. Then we would have said, Havamina Lipsal, Kasa Rachmana Moshe Vasecha, to teach me that it's possible, but it's just Eino Olu Labalim, the shame, Kova. Okay, stop here. Okay, thank you.